Are you an Uglo-American? Seriously, are you ugly? Maybe even fugly? Maybe even people confuse you for the Elephant Man, or Mama and Daddy had to tie a pork chop around your neck to get the dog to play with you, ugly? Well, help may be on the way. You may be the newest minority to get government help. And hello once again, it's time for another Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagen, and today it's going to get ugly up in here, people. I mean Henry Waxman ugly. And if you don't know who Henry Waxman is, the congressman from California, Google him or Bing him. Get some pictures of him. Then you'll know why I call him the ugliest man in the Congress. And also, Nostrilsaurus Rex. Don't ever let that man get near a bag of cocaine, folks. Just trust me if you've never seen a picture. The Boston Globe. This story does not come from The Onion. When I read this story on Weasel Zipper's blog, I had to go back and make sure that this wasn't The Onion or some other parody site. This is from a legitimate, using the air quotes, legitimate news source, being the Boston Globe. And in the Boston Globe, we read, "It's not your imagination. Life is good for beautiful people. A drumbeat of research over the past decades has found that attractive people earn more, are more likely to be given loans, are less likely to be convicted by a jury. Voters like better-looking candidates. Students like better-looking professors. Teachers prefer better-looking students. Mothers, those icons of blind love, have been shown to favor their more attractive children. Perhaps even more discouragingly, we tend to assume that beautiful people are actually better people in realms that have nothing to do with physical beauty. Study after study has shown that we judge attractive people to be healthier, friendlier, more intelligent, and more competent than the rest of us, and we use even the smallest differences in attractiveness to make those judgments. A startling study published earlier this year found that even identical twins judge each other by relative beauty. The more attractive twin assessed the other as less athletic, less emotionally stable, and less socially competent." I have to stop here to ask a question. If they're identical twins, would there be any difference? How could one be more or less attractive than the other? They're identical. I just had to ask that question. The less attractive twins agreed, ranking their better-looking siblings ahead. "If even minute differences in attractiveness affect us so deeply and predictably," the authors of the study wrote, "the power of appearance-based stereotypes is greater than any study has yet suggested." Oh, the victimhood card just got thrown down, folks. I see a new minority rising up. Rush Limbaugh's called them Uglo-Americans for years now. They're perpetually ugly people. PUP for short. Those people are soon to be a protected class. You think I'm kidding? Trust me, let's read on a bit. "The galloping injustice of lookism." That's right, another ism from left-wing fanatics. racism, sexism, thisism, thatism, and now lookism has not escaped psychologists, economists, sociologists, and legal scholars. Legal scholars being another word for morons. Stanford Law Professor Deborah L. Rhodes, 2010 book, The Beauty Bias, lamented the injustice of appearance in life and law, while University of Texas Austin economist Daniel Hammermesh's 2011 Beauty Pays, recently out in paperback, if you need some fodder to start a fire this winter, trace the concrete benefits of attractiveness, including a $230,000 lifetime earning advantage over the unattractive. Still, the issue has generated few serious solutions. Though to a surprising degree we agree on who is attractive and who isn't, differences in looks remain largely unmentionable, unlike divisions of race, gender, disability, and sexual orientation. There's no lobby for the homely. How do you change a discriminatory behavior that, even though unfair, is obviously deep, hard to pin down, and largely unconscious, and affects people who would be hurt even to admit they're in the stigmatized category? I call on all you ugly people out there, come forward, come into the light, not too much in the light, we don't really want to look at you in the light, but come out in the light figuratively, so we can help you, so the government can help you. Now, you might think, can the government, can liberalism get any more inane, any more asinine, any more stupid, any stupider? What is the proper term there? I don't know. The point is, what could government do to help ugly people? First, the government would have to dictate who is and who is not ugly. Then they would have to dictate the stages, degrees of ugliness. And I mean, can our government ever agree on who's ugly and who's not? And if ugly people are truly downtrodden and discriminated against, explain Henry Waxman, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Michelle Obama succeeding in life. Oh, no, he didn't. He called the First Lady of the United States ugly. Oh, my God. Doesn't he know she's just a fashion plate? She's glamorous and lovely. And no, she isn't. She's ugly, folks. Sorry, she's ugly. Hillary Clinton, ugly. Here's a question. Just popped into my head. They're making a movie, or have made a movie, about Hillary Clinton. The leading lady, the movie star, they got to play Hillary Clinton, is Diane Lane. Now, get a mental picture of Hillary Clinton and Diane Lane. How much makeup did it take to take the incredibly beautiful Diane Lane, one of the most gorgeous women ever? Beautiful woman. Stunning. How much makeup did it get to make her look like Hillary? Talk about someone who needs to win an Oscar for makeup. Whoever does that job should get something. But what are we going to do about ugliness? What are we going to do to protect the ugly from the good-looking people of the world? People like me. What are we going to do to protect the ugly, ugly, ugly people from the beautiful people like you and I? Well, the Boston Globe has more. Tentatively, experts being another word for morons, are beginning to float possible solutions. Some have proposed legal remedies, including designating unattractive people as a protected class. Again, who gets to decide who's ugly and who's not? Creating affirmative action programs for the homely, or compensating disfigured but otherwise healthy people in personal injury courts. So I guess we're just supposed to take our tax dollars and give it to someone who's really ugly? Does this make any sense on any level? Of course not. It's liberalism. It doesn't make any sense on any level, because that's what liberalism does. Makes no sense on any level at any time. 20 rational human being. Back to the piece of the Boston Globe. Others have suggested using technology to help fight the bias. through methods like blind interviews that take attraction out of the job selection. So I guess you get a resume and whoever is doing the interview brings the person in. Maybe it's like the priest thing. They're in a box and they can't see the interviewee, or maybe it's a dark room, or who knows. Again, liberals come up with this stuff, folks. I can't relate because I'm not stupid like they are. There's promising evidence from psychology that good old-fashioned consciousness raising has a role to play, too. In other words, more re-education, more indoctrination, more demonizing of us lookists. And I see where this is headed. I mean, how long down the road, if we go down this road, and we probably will, if we go down this road, how far away is the time when a policeman stops me on the street and writes me a ticket or citation of some sort, maybe makes me make a court appearance, to plead innocent or guilty to the charge of lookism? I mean, the woman in the very nice form-fitting business suit walked by. I love women in business attire. So hot. Just another free glimpse into my mind, folks. An added bonus to you listeners. But a woman walks by, very attractive woman, and I look at her longingly. And then another woman walks by, and, well, she's just not that hot. So I don't really look at her. Could I be given a ticket for that? Could I be charged with lookism? Could I be labeled a lookist? You don't think the left would do that? They do it now. All you have to do is disagree with a liberal black person and you're a racist. Disagree with a liberal woman, you're a sexist. Disagree if you're a woman or black or homosexual with the liberal agenda, you're a sellout. I mean, where does this lead? I mean, we look at it now and say, this is ridiculous. We get a laugh out of it. Remember back to the late 80s, early 90s when political correctness was first forming? And we would hear these idiotic things about, well, should we call a mailman a male person because some women deliver mail? Remember that kind of stuff? What to call a chairman or a chairperson or just a chair? We thought, how stupid, how ridiculous. It was comic almost. But that has taken root deeply in our society. Look all around you. Businesses, government, schools, it's everywhere. This is another little arm from this politically correct octopus coming in. This is another nose of another camel under our tent of sanity. And again, it's funny, but understand where this usually leads with liberals. No matter how inane or stupid their ideas are, they want to push them down our throats. So if you're ugly, get ready to play the victim card. And if you're good looking, like me, well, get ready to be made to pay some extra taxes or re-educated. Maybe you need to go to ugly sensitivity training. I don't know what it is, but damn it. Get ready to date ugly people, too. You can't just, no, you cannot, no longer, men and women, you cannot date just people you find attractive. You've got to include some ugly people or you're going to be called lookists. And you're going to be demonized in our society. Your lookism has gone far enough, damn it. Don't you look at her butt. Don't you look at that guy's pecs, ladies. Don't do it. That's lookism. Think of how you're making the ugly person across the room feel. And we're all about feelings here, aren't we? This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator Thought. I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll try to be a little uglier to sympathize with the ugly Americans. That's all I can do. Moral support. Take care.